the jungle whispered that the drowned earth was not always as it is now. Nyx Schliemann. From the day she was born, Nyx was going to be an artifactor. Looking back now, she realizes that it was never a question that occurred to her. She never knew her mother, who had died shortly after she was born. Her father, on the other hand, was a man on a mission to find glory, fame, and of course, wealth. He was also a man running from the loss of his wife. Although people say he was ambitious and tunnel-visioned before her death. Nyx couldn't call him the best of fathers, and yet her first memory was riding in the custom backpack harness he'd rigged to carry her as he explored. Whether it was the ruins of the northern lagoons or the half-sunk cityscape of the Ma'dans, Nyx was always with him. She was expected to be quiet, self-sufficient, and to a degree, invisible. By the time she was 5, Nyx had visited more places than most people did in their entire lifetimes. The sort of nomadic lifestyle her father and his crew led was unusual, not to mention dangerous. Nyx remembered the withering looks her father got from the women in the villages they visited, and the offers they made to take her in. "You can't wander around the jungle wastes with a youngster like that. It's irresponsible. Kill yourself if you want to, but we'll keep the girl safe. Poor little thing. Look at the scuffs on her knees. Awful people." In his way, Nyx knew her father loved her. And for her, that was enough. It needed to be, as his focus was always on work. Taban Schliemann was a man with a reputation amongst his artifactor peers. A reputation he felt a driving need to uphold. Years ago, long before Nyx was born, Taban and his partner discovered an old agricultural facility. In the facility, they found a computer archive and a map. A map to a seed bank containing frozen samples of every agricultural species known to the builders. The value of such a find was impossible to estimate. Taban took the map while his partner took the archive. For the rest of his life, Taban was searching for the fabled seed bank, knowing that when he found it, the entire world would fall at his feet. He never did find it, though, meeting his end, mauled by a cynosaur in the Kijani Highlands. Nyx was 17, with the tenacity and self-reliance of twice her years. Some might say that her childhood made her overconfident, even arrogant. She certainly has a kind of ruthless, single-mindedness she inherited from the great Taban Schliemann. Having never undergone a trial, she arrived at the gates of Junket, demanding to be admitted to full membership without one. When she was politely refused, she returned less than 4 hours later with a near-priceless relic, a functioning microscope, and inquired as to whether that would serve instead. Her membership papers were signed before the end of the day. A truly gifted artifactor, Nyx may have inherited a great deal from Taban, but she now roams the wilds with an agenda and a reputation all her own. Thanks for joining us for another tale from the Drowned Earth. As always, you can check out the Indie Invasion podcast on Podbean and all of your other podcast services. You can also check us out on Patreon and our Facebook page. And remember to prepare yourself for the invasion.